It's time for Live and Local here on KIOS-FM, Omaha Public Radio, live from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for joining me today. Omaha Virtual School, if you haven't heard about it, it's a full-time tuition-free public blended school within the Omaha Public School District. And Dr. Wendy Lowenstein is the director of the Omaha Virtual School, and she joins me here live. Thank you for coming in today. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
It's good to see you again. For those who are regular listeners to the program, they may remember a hearing from you. But a pretty exciting time right now because, let's kind of remind everybody how the Omaha Virtual School, how it started and how it's grown. And then, boy, there's more coming.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. So this is our fourth year that we've been in existence, and we started as a kindergarten through eighth grade program, and every single year we've added a grade level. So fall 2020 will be the first school year where we will have seniors. So we will be a full kindergarten through 12th grade program starting in the fall. So our first graduating class will be the class of 2021. We're really excited.
That's a wonderful accomplishment. You've been here for the whole kit and caboodle from start to, yep, to what will now be a full run of grades and everything. As you just take a moment to briefly look over all of it, how do you like how it's been going?
It's been going really well. We've all learned a lot. We are the first program of its kind in the state of Nebraska. So, you know, just very fortunate to be a part of Omaha Public Schools and who's willing to figure out some options for students to try, and giving parents an opportunity to be more involved in their students' education. It's really exciting and just fun to watch grow.
Well, I know that because we're going to talk about recruitment here in just a moment, but I want to reiterate one of the key points to this, which is you're really looking for special students. And I mean students who are in a family where there's a dedicated parent or guardian to help them through the work to keep everybody focused. These are students who can work on their own and be successful doing it.
Right. So our parents are highly involved in our students' education. We call our parents learning coaches, and learning coaches are in regular communication with our teaching staff to support the learners at home. So the curriculum that we use, our families use that curriculum at home when they aren't on site. Students report on site here. We're located on 3215 Cumming Street. They come to us once a week, and the rest of the time, students are at home with their learning coach working through the curriculum and the content. So parents are facilitating their learners' education really, really hands-on, kindergarten through fifth grade. Middle and high school parents are still highly involved, but the majority of the work between the student and the learner is between the teacher and the learner. But parents are still needed during those vital, crucial teenage years.
So. Sure, of course. For people who might be interested in looking into this to see if it's right for their children and the environment that they keep at their home, how do they do that? What are you offering for them to see and look at and evaluate for their own family?
Yeah, well, we have some upcoming events that are happening where families can come in with their learners and see what we're all about. We have our kindergarten roundup that's scheduled for Thursday, January 30th from 1:30 to 2:30. Families would bring their kindergartners. We have the kindergartners go in the classroom with our kindergarten teacher, and the students can experience what the classroom is like while parents meet with us and we talk a little bit about our program. So that's on Thursday, January 30th. And then that same evening from 6 to 7:30, we're going to have a middle school and a high school open house. That's where our teachers will be around for students and parents to come in and just learn more about our program, meet our teachers, have any questions that they may have answered. So just a unique way to get to know our program and start thinking about the fall and what their plan will be for their learners in the fall.
For those who have kindergarten students and maybe it's their first child who would be entering school, is the program a half-day program, or is it kind of a full-day program, if you know what I mean, as far as the curriculum's concerned and that type of thing?
Yeah, so our kindergartners and our kindergarten through fifth grade students still report to us once a week. They come up for 3 total hours and work with our teachers. The rest of the time at home, just like all of our students in our program, students are expected to be engaged in their learning for about 6 6 hours a day. So it's essentially school at home.
Sure, and very much a full day. It's
yes,
a full day
absolutely.
Program. So
yep.
I think kind of think the days of half-day kindergarten have passed us by.
Yes,
probably
I would agree.
Dating myself here that I was part of half-day kindergarten.
I was too. Don't worry about it.
Perfect. Where can people find some information about all this if they want to look something up and then decide if they want to show up on January 30th?
Yeah, so we have our website, omahavirtualschool.org, but we also are regularly posting on our Facebook and our Twitter. And even just looking through our Facebook and our Twitter pages, we have events and pictures that really shows our story and what we're all about. So I recommend peeking through that as well.
She is Dr. Wendy Lowenstein. She's the director of the Omaha Virtual School. If you're looking for more information, like she said, omahavirtualschool.org. We return to NPR programming right about now.